We saw today, as a reaction to yesterday's further fallout in Major League Baseball negotiations, that players are coming together on social media. Started last night, I noticed Anthony Rizzo at first, then you add in guys like Mike Trout, and all over social media, players are saying, tell us where, tell us when, we're ready to go. Basically calling the bluff of Major League Baseball and the ownership and saying, okay, you said this thing we're sending out to you, this proposal isn't what you want, so we're just not going to keep negotiating back and forth. In the March agreement, you're allowed to just tell us when and where and how many, so go ahead and do that. Calling the bluff. And the risk, of course, for the ownership actually going ahead and releasing a schedule and putting out a set number of games is inviting a billion-dollar grievance from the players. And so now we're stuck in the sort of in-between. And Jordan, I do think in the end, both sides are going to say there's too much at risk to lose, and they're going to have some sort of, 60-65-game season, which isn't ideal. But we still have to get to that agreement. Joining us now to talk about being a player sort of stuck in the middle of all of this is Toronto Blue Jays infielder Travis Shaw. Travis, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing all right. I mean, we're really trying to figure out the motivations behind the owners. And, of course, it feels like the motivation for the players is you've always wanted to play, but you're not going to put yourself at risk for anything less than what you agreed to, which was a prorated salary. So whatever much you were supposed to get for each game, you get that much for the number of games you play. Is that as simple as it is on the player side?
100%. I mean, we're not asking for anything more than that. I think that's the common misconception right now with our side. I know a lot of people think players are greedy, and I understand that argument. Not a lot of people want to hear about people arguing over money, especially in the situation that we're in right now with the pandemic. But from the player side, we had an agreement in March. It stipulated exactly what was going to happen with our contracts. I know there's a little clause in there, but I think we both interpreted it different ways. And all the players want is whatever work they do to get paid for that work. We're not looking for anything more, anything less. And if the owners can get on board with that, the players are ready to go 100%.
Travis, I'm looking at your timeline on Twitter, and yesterday you tweeted, every day somehow continues to get worse. MLB should be embarrassed. Everyone involved, I'm embarrassed. This is a joke. A lot of emotion to unpack there. Can you take us through what you were feeling when you tweeted that?
It's just, I mean, it's a roller coaster. It's unfortunate that it's played out like this, and it's played out so publicly, too. I think that's the part that's really frustrating for me. I think a lot of players echo that, too, is that negotiations should be done behind closed doors, and there's been a lot of leaks from both sides, and it's just played out in the public perception, which is not good for the sport, especially, like I said, in this pandemic right now. It's not a good time to do that. It's not a good time to kind of go after each other and throw low blows at each other, and it's played out in a very public setting, and we're 3 months into this, and we know exactly the same right now on June 16th as we did on March 16th, which is really frustrating, and I think players, like you're seeing today all over social media, the players are ready to go, so we kind of ended the negotiations last weekend, and at any point, if they give us a date, the players are going to show up. And we'll be ready to go.
We're talking to Travis Shaw of the Toronto Blue Jays on Spain and Company. Travis, what would you say to someone who said about that clause in the March agreement, doesn't it make sense that Major League Baseball would readjust the plan and the agreed upon salaries now that they know that there's no fans and they're going to lose a significant amount of money? Doesn't it make sense to change that? What's your response to why the players have said, no, we want this X amount of money?
I think one of the reasons is the trust issue, I think, is really, it's not there from either side. Like you said, it'd be a conversation that I think people would be willing to have if the owners and their side of the equation would open up their books. And unfortunately, they keep saying that they won't do that. So technically, we do not know how much of a hit they're going to take because they will not release that information. And I think that's where the whole mistrust comes in. And the fact that players are finally digging their foots in, because if you say you're going to take a hit and this is going to be such a financial burden to you this year, all we want to see is the proof, and they still will not provide that.
Travis, a lot of players in your union and the players' sport are not the biggest fans of the commissioner prior to all that's going on here. Believing, you know, some of the comments that he's made, it's his bed. He's got to sleep in it. Everybody understands that part. But when you hear him have this reversal of at 100% certainty that baseball was going to be played this year, to him being uncertain now, at least he said as much on ESPN yesterday, what went through your mind?
Anger. I mean, when you hear that a week ago, I mean, guys are still staying ready. Like, guys are ready to go. We're continuing to work out. We're continuing to do our stuff that we need to do to be ready. And then all of a sudden, we basically just say, tell us when and where, and then he pivots and does a complete 180. That's frustrating from the player side. It's disheartening. And all we want to do, the player, all they want to do is play. I mean, they want to get paid for a day's work. Whatever days we're there, we would like to get paid for. And it's unfortunate. I mean, we're running out of time. Nobody wants to see a 50-game season. That's kind of the last case, worst case scenario besides a totally canceled season. And we'd like to see the most games that we can play to make it more of a legitimate season. And unfortunately, with everything still going on, we're running out of time. And as each day passes, that schedule keeps getting shorter.
It's Spain and Company. We're talking to Travis Shaw of the Toronto Blue Jays. As the baseball fight continues, it feels to me like this power move by the players to essentially call the owner's bluff and say, all right, cool, well, negotiations aren't working, so I guess you have the power and the right to tell us where and when to play and how many, so go ahead and do that. And they can't do that right now because they could be up for the grievance accusing them of not seeking to play as many games as possible. Do you think that their hands are tied and they'll eventually have to make a move, or will they find some excuse that they can use to drag their feet until it's time and there's only enough time remaining for that, you know, 50 games or so schedule?
I do think that was a lot of the reason for the statement yesterday. I think it's more of a stalling tactic. If you look at Trevor Bauer's Twitter rant that he went on yesterday, he kind of hit it right on the head. Mm-hmm. I mean, he kind of nailed the dates and everything works out. And personally, I think a lot of us think that it's a stalling tactic, myself included, to maybe stall another 2 to 3 weeks so they can implement the shorter season. But everybody needs baseball. I mean, summer's not the same without baseball. You watched the documentary the other night on ESPN, the Long Gone Summer, that just, I mean, I was watching it at home, and it makes me miss the game. It makes me feel sorry for
Cubs
fans that are missing the game. I do, yeah. I mean, we miss everything. It's just not the same this summer. It's a bad situation for everyone involved. The game of baseball, I think, is going to take a hit because of this. So the quicker that we can get this resolved, I think it's going to be for the better.
Travis, what would a 48-game season with full prorated salaries mean to you?
The players would play. I mean, I think right now we're ready to go whenever, whatever that may be. 48-game schedule, if we play, is, I think, the worst-case scenario. I think that's a very illegitimate season. It's basically just a lose-lose for the players in that situation. You get ramped up. By the time you get ramped up, you play a month and a half and it's over. But I guess anything's better than nothing. So if it ends up being 48, I think the players will do it and they'll be ready to go. But I think everybody involved would at least like to see a minimum of 65 games.
Be honest. Have you Googled the last couple of seasons and what the Blue Jays' record was after 50 games?
I have not, actually.
Because I would. I'd be like, let me see how hard I want to fight against this. Oh, yeah.
We do have a young team. This is my first year with the Blue Jays, and we do have a really young team. And I think a young team actually could probably benefit in a setting like this. Quick out the gates. They're excited to get going. So hopefully we get out of the gate strong, and then who knows what might happen.
You know, I got to ask you the most important question, Travis, you'll be asked this entire time. You're Buckeye born, meaning you're from the state of Ohio. You're a Browns fanatic and your team LeBron.
Yep.
What's Baker Mayfield have in store for himself if they do play football this season? I just like to hear you Browns fans as a Bengals guy talk crazy. So I'm going to give you that platform here for about 60 seconds.
Baker's going to have a huge bounce back season. I think this is the year the Browns finally get over 500. I don't think they've been over 500, I think, once in my whole time that I've been watching back in the middle school. So this is the year they get over 500. Baker has a huge bounce back year, and the Browns fight for a playoff spot.
Wow. Wow. So, all right.
I knew we'd go that path. I wanted
that
to
was a nice
the
moment
ability.
There where we just suspended disbelief on all things coronavirus and everything else and just pretended like we're going to have a whole season. Everything's good. Hey, Travis, before we let you go, I want to ask you a quick question. We've got some sound from Teixeira offering up a potential proposal of what he would like to see based on the amount of time left in playoffs and everything. I want to see what you make of this. Here's Teixeira.
The current proposal from the owners, 60 games, and then with a normal 1 month postseason, is a joke. A lot of the best teams in baseball may not even make the playoffs under that situation. What if the Yankees and Dodgers, who have the two best rosters in all of baseball, don't even make the playoffs because there's only 50 games? So you have to try to play as many games as possible. And if you can only get 60 to 70 games, you must have a 16-team playoff. This would actually allow a lot more money coming into the game. The owners and players could split that revenue, boost everybody's payroll, and everyone can feel better about the finances here. But also, it gives the fan bases something to get excited about.
So, is Mark on to something?
Yeah, I think he is. I think an expanded playoff, the players were already on board with that in our latest proposal before we shut it down. So, I think if you're going to do a season this short, I mean, everything's kind of a mess anyway. You might as well implement some changes and try to bring some excitement in one way or the other. And I think players would totally be on board with that.